Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
What gossip did you overhear? 312-946-4995. I love these. The overheards, you know, whether it be in Chicago or wherever, or maybe on the ski slopes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Kyle, yes. You came back with some juicy gossip of people you've never even heard.
Well, we were on a chairlift with a couple of younger women who were in high school. And as opposed to discussing where we were going to be skiing next or anything, I just paid attention to these two girls.
You got sucked in.
Because I learned a lot of things. I didn't learn their names, but what I learned is that one of them is quitting ski club.
What?
Her dad will not be buying her any more gear because he does not want to commit to it. Her friend, though, not sure about quitting ski club, but that's not where the juicy stuff was, guys.
Makes sense for that dad, though, by the way.
Yeah, it does. Very responsible right there. But I was finding out that the girl quitting ski club, by the way, she is in a relationship with a guy named Tyler.
What? She's dating Tyler?
But hear me out. She hasn't told anybody that they're in a relationship yet. Everybody knows. How does everybody know that Tyler and her are dating? They haven't been showing PDA, according to her. And also her friend, she's in a little bit of a question with about guy code because there was a guy named Bill who likes her, but Bill set her up with his friend. And so now there's a whole love triangle going on.
I think Bill's trying to,
Guys, what I couldn't even focus on the slopes after that. I'm focused on Bill. I'm focused on Tyler. Focused on these two random girls. It was juicy gossip.
No,
Bill,
I get
and
it.
Tyler, those guys.
I still can't believe they haven't DTR'd the ship with Kyle.
I don't know.
Right?
Who knows?
Or Tyler. Sorry, Tyler. I got confused. Yeah.
You're sounding like my mom with my nephew, who's also named Tyler. I get called his name more than my own. Thanks, Austin.
I love that. I am all here for overheard gossip or juicy things that have been overheard because it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And I'll tell the story later, but I overheard gossip when I had a group of three boys in the back of my car.
Oh, yeah. Middle school age?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Then Mel's going to share that next. But what did you overhear? Whether it be on the Metro, whether it be on the CTA downtown, at a restaurant, wherever. What did you overhear? 312-946-4995. Let's get in here and let's get down with some gossip.
Yeah, it's even better. You don't even know him, but now you're thinking about it.
I know. I really wonder what's going to happen with that girl. I'm like hooked. And will she quit ski club?
I don't know.
Anne in Naperville.
Did you overhear gossip?
I've got good gossip. I was on a train in D.C., and a woman was talking to her friend about how she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
Uh-oh.
And there was a lot of colorful language, but what really made her mad was that he gave this woman her Popeye's gift card.
Popeye's?
No! That's important. That's a big deal.
She was real angry. So she was off going on and on about the lying and the cheating and lots of colorful language. But then she was like, and he gave her my Popeye's gift card.
That is grounds for breakup in any relationship.
Oh, my God.
You do not give away your Popeye's gift card.
And there was only like four of us in this train car, and I was trying so hard to keep it together. And it's like, you know how the seats, they didn't like stack. They were kind of like where you stared at each other.
Oh,
like,
no. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you didn't start cracking up.
Yeah. How do you keep a straight
my
face?
My teenage daughter was with me, and we were like had our heads in our shirts.
Did it make you want to get off the train at her stop and follow her to keep this saga alive? Like, because I would get so invested in this.
She actually was at the last stop. But we kind of, it was a long saga. There was lots of things. There were a lot of things that probably my daughter should never hear either.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, sure. Nice. Sure. A lot of expletives,
but the
I imagine.
Gift card. is unforgettable.
Don't mess with a woman's chicken gift card.
Right, yeah.
For sure. All right, thanks, guys. Love you.
Jen and McHenry.
What a gossip did you overhear?
So my boyfriend calls me one day after his flight, and he goes, "You're never going to believe this. I saw these people sitting next to me, and they were in a relationship together, and they were on a getaway trip. They are coworkers, and they are both married. So once they were coming off the plane, they were going to be meeting with their husbands and wives and going back to reality after their trip."
Wait, how did he pick all this up?
Yeah, I don't know. He was sitting like right behind them in the airplane, and he was like seeing them like kiss each other and hold their hands and stuff. And they both kind of said, like, "My husband's not going to be happy. You know, we were gone an extra day." And, you know, she said something else too. And I was like, that is like best gossip I've ever heard.
That is, yeah. Where was he coming back from?
I believe he was coming back from Louisiana.
Then maybe with Mardi Gras or something, which is coming up, by the way.
Oh, Mardi Gras, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it very well could have been. It could have been like a getaway, like maybe a work trip that they were on together, that they were coworkers and having the affair. I'm not sure.
That
but
is
it was,
so wild.
It was interesting.
And the fact that they were meeting their families like at the airport, like when they returned, like that just like going right back into reality.
Do you know how I would be so sick to my stomach? Like, I wouldn't know how to act.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't either.
Crazy. Well, that's some juicy gossip,
Jen,
girl.
Jen, well done. You understood the assignment.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Now, Melissa, you got to tell me the story of Porter in the backseat.
So I had three boys in the back of my car, and they started talking about which girls in their grade, like who the hot girls were.
Ooh, that's about the age guys start to become more comfortable talking about that.
Turns out one of the hot girls, they don't think is hot as much anymore because she's been dating all the boys in the school. She just runs through them.
You lose your hotness after that.
Yeah. And then they're like, she's just making her way through all the boys in seventh grade.
That is great overheard gossip. Mm-hmm. Mel, you need to drive carpool more often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the radio down. You hear a lot.
Yeah. Well, don't keep your radio down. Keep it tuned to Melissa and Austin.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.